This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Quran tells us the story of Bal'am. Bal'am was a man of knowledge. He had knowledge of the scripture. He had knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a man that when he would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would accept his dua almost immediately. He was known amongst his people as being a righteous, good man. Bal'am was from Canaan, you know, of the Canaanites. And it's the land that Musa and Bani Israel fled to when they were leaving Egypt. One day the people of Canaan came to Bal'am. They said to him, Musa and Bani Israel are coming here. They want to take over our land. They said to Bal'am, you need to make dua to Allah that Allah defeats them, Allah gets rid of them. Now Bal'am is a man of knowledge. He knows that Musa alayhi salam is a prophet, one of the greatest prophets of Allah azza wa jal, and that his followers are believers. He should have said to his people, let's not fight them, let's accept them. These are people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the greatest prophets. Let's find a way to accept them instead of fighting them and getting rid of them. But they went to Bal'am and they said to him, we will give you money. We'll give you position. We'll give you status. Just get rid of these people. We don't want them. And so Bal'am accepted what they were offering him. And he stood up and he started to make dua against Musa and against Bani Israel. But every time he would try to make dua against Musa and Bani Israel, his tongue would start saying things against himself and against his own people. He was making dua against himself. The people stopped and they said, Bal'am, how is it? Every time you're making dua against us, not against Musa and Bani Israel. He said, I don't have any control over my tongue. Every time I try to speak, Allah changes my words. So then Bal'am said to them, listen, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses the people who do zina. So he said to them, take the most beautiful women in your city and beautify them and send them out to seduce the soldiers of Musa alayhi salam so that they will do zina and Allah will curse them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses about Bal'am.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أخلد إلى الأرض واتبع هواه فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فاقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون ساء مثلا القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وأنفسهم كانوا يظلمون.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses Bal'am and he describes him, he says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. If we wanted, we would have elevated him with his knowledge. We would have raised him with his knowledge. SubhanAllah, knowledge is something that can elevate you, raise you in this world and in the next world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. But he rather threw himself to the ground. He threw himself to the earth. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. He followed his desires and his lusts. When we follow our desires and our lusts, it doesn't cause us to be elevated. It brings us down. It demeans us. It makes us lowly and to the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he's clinging to the earth, clinging to the ground because of his desires. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him like a panting dog. He describes him like the dog that's panting, its tongue is out. He says, if you chase the dog, it pants. And if you leave the dog and you don't chase it, it still pants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him with this terrible description. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe him as a panting dog? Because the dog, whether you chase it or not, it's still panting. And Bal'am, whether he has knowledge of Allah or he doesn't, he still commits these evil sins and tries to follow his base desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this example because the dog is incapable of self-control. It's incapable of self-regulation. It can't control the fact that it's panting. And Bal'am couldn't control himself and his desires, whether he had knowledge or he didn't have knowledge. If he had knowledge, he still sinned. And if he didn't have knowledge, he would have still sinned as well. And this is a very powerful story, one that should cause us and bring us to reflection and cause us to realize that knowledge is beautiful, but knowledge should cause us to do better, to try to become better Muslims, to try to reach elevated levels of connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that it should remind us to try to be steadfast on our religion. Why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most common dua that he would make was, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. That, O one who alternates the heart, keep my heart firm upon your religion. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon His religion and to protect us and preserve us from the evils of selling our religion to get a little bit of the offerings of the dunya, and rather to keep us firm upon His deen and to stay away from the evils and the fitna of the dunya. Ameen.